Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. Join me on Twitter at Callahan On Air, and in my Twitter bio, you will find the link to our brand new Talking Puck Discord. It's a growing community of folks just like you who love hockey, love talking about it, love sharing articles and opinions. It's fun. It's family-friendly. We invite you to be a part of it. So again, the invite is in my Twitter bio, so look on Twitter at Callahan On Air or twitter.com/CallahanOnAir, and you will see the Discord invite. Click the link and join us. We'd love to have you. Also, don't forget Mike Haynes and myself, Talking Puck TV every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We're on Twitch, YouTube, and now we're on Mixer. Okay, on to today's Tiny Biscuits. We now know that the U.S. and Canadian border will remain closed to non-essential travel through at least July 21st, according to Reuters. However, that closure does not affect NHL players, and as we well know, some of whom have begun crossing the border to rejoin their teams. Edmonton, Toronto, and Vancouver each will be eligible to be a hub city as part of the NHL's return to play plan, according to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Prime Minister Trudeau says they're comfortable with having one of those three. And it's interesting that he said one of those three, not two of those three. So you wonder if keeping the entire tournament in Canada by picking, say, a Vancouver or an Edmonton and then Toronto in the East, that doesn't necessarily seem to be indicated by his language. But one of those three, as a hub city, they're okay with it as long as local health officials okay it as well. And the health authorities have to be on board for the prime minister to be on board with it as well. So it's interesting to me. So because the NHL had said, look, if we have to sit in quarantine for 2 weeks coming across the border, this isn't going to work. The fact that the PM has now said, yeah, okay, we can get around that, I think bodes better for Canadian cities to host. It's more of a possibility. We've seen and talked about reports that Las Vegas seems to be in the bag, and some of the Eastern teams, there have been some reports circulating that the Islanders and Rangers are preparing to go to Las Vegas, and that Las Vegas is in. That has not been confirmed by anyone yet, but those reports have been out there. So we'll see. We do know Western teams are going to go east, Eastern teams are going to go west. The NHL does not want those teams playing in their home building if they can help it. I don't know how that's going to happen in the Cup Final, because let's say Vegas is a host, they go play east in whatever city, then make the Cup Final, and they decide that they're going to hold the Cup Final in Vegas. Well, guess what? They're playing on their home ice. So I wonder if that might not be a factor. What happens if both host cities make it? Let's say it's Toronto and Vegas, and those two end up in the Cup Final. Someone ends up with the home ice. I don't know how they're going to get around that one. But that said, and who knows if by the time we reach the Cup Final much later on, I mean, we're talking September, October here, maybe travel will have opened up more. The second wave that is predicted by a lot of healthcare professionals might kick in the fall. So who knows where we'll be at that point. I think we all have to wait and see. So that said, Gary Bettman has said all the right things, saying they'll continue to work with each of the respective possible host cities. The NHL, when they announced the fact that they only wanted to pick two host cities, this was a couple of weeks ago. And so now within the next week or two, I would imagine they're going to be announcing those host cities, at least according to the timeline they gave us back then. I don't know if that's going to change now moving forward, but we're going to find out. So besides those three Canadian cities, seven in the U.S., appear to still be in the rotation, and they're listed as Chicago, Dallas, Columbus, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Pittsburgh. I question Minneapolis, St. Paul just because of recent events and the issues they've been having and also Los Angeles is another city that kind of comes to mind with that. But the other thing is, too, the resurgence of COVID-19 cases may play into this in certain states or areas. And another thing that may play into this is whether or not the teams are able to just have enough space and be secure wherever they're going. And obviously, that's why they haven't announced it yet. I kind of wonder, now that I think about it, if the league does want to go to Minneapolis, St. Paul, but is waiting and wants to see if things settle down enough and they can feel better about going to a Minneapolis, St. Paul, because on paper, that city makes a lot of sense. In reality, and we live in a different world now, maybe it doesn't. I would argue it doesn't. So We'll see when they're going to actually do this. Phase three of the return to play plan will kick in July 10th. That's when training camps are slated to restart. Camps are going to be about 3 weeks long. Then we're going to go into the round robin series and the best of fives to figure out who the 16 teams are that will then play through four rounds of best of sevens to raise the Stanley Cup. I think they're going to do it. I think the league is going to push for it this year, and I think we are going to crown a Stanley Cup champion because that's what they want to do. So give us your opinions on the Discord. Brand new Discord. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and while you're there, click on the link in my bio to join the Discord. You are welcome to post anything you like there as far as articles, information, videos, audio, just general chat. Come on in, and again, it's family friendly. So we want to keep it clean, but we want to build a community, a hockey-loving community, a place where you can come and talk about whatever you like, whatever team you like, the sport, anything that may be on your mind. And so please stop by, join the Discord. Also, don't forget to watch Talking Puck TV Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time with myself, Tom Callahan, and former Avs voice Mike Haynes. All right, everybody, we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for joining us here on Talking Puck.